Angels. Angels are near us. Angels bring many images in our minds. They are protectors and guardians. We can feel their heavenly presence when we open and invite them into our lives. Linda Torres serves as an instrument to deliver the peace, love, and inspiration that the angels and archangels desire for each one of us. Linda reminds us that these celestial beings are here to love, light, and divinely guide us through our journey. Tune in to the angels' messages and learn more on Angels Are Near Us with Linda Torres every other Monday at 8 p.m. on Station 1 here at bbsradio.com. Rest assured that your angels are guiding you every minute of the way. Angels are near us.
Hello, everyone. Welcome. I'm Linda Torres, your host on Angels Are Near Us here on bbsradio.com, number one worldwide live internet radio. Thank you for tuning in tonight. The angels always say, if you love angels, this is the show to listen to. So my sincere intention is always to bring you loving messages and information about the angels and the archangels, all the heavenly beings. So I want now to invite all the holy angels, archangels, and beings of light to be with us tonight. Please bring in your guidance and assurance for the most highest good of all. And may only divine light surround us at this time. Thank you, God and angels, and so it is. Amen. Okay, so we have a special guest tonight. Her name is Melody Loving, and Melody is a gifted artist. She's also an intuitive spiritual counselor. She's going to talk about her beautiful angel art, which is very interesting. It's called Intura art, and she will explain what that means. But I know that she does all her creations through her intuition, and it's really based on what she feels guided to do. So it's really very interesting. And I do want to let you all know that we will open the lines after the break so you can call in so you can get your angel messages. So without further delay, I want to welcome Melody Loving. Hi, Melody.
Hi, Linda.
How
great
are you?
Great to be here. I'm great.
Happy to have you.
Thank you.
So tell us all about the art and what it means, and I've seen some of your art. We have a mutual friend, which is our dear Reverend Janie Feldman, and she has sent us a lot of your beautiful art. And I always thought, well, you can explain what it is, but I always thought it was like oil painting or something.
Right.
So you tell us what it is.
It is done with pastel chalks, which I actually love it better. Well, I've never done oil; I always wanted to, but what I love about the pastel chalks is your hands, you're right in it, almost like finger painting as a child.
Mm.
Because you can take and smooth out the chalk with your fingers anyway. But yeah, it's done with pastel, soft pastel is what it's called. It's not really called chalk.
Why do you call
Intura.
It? Yeah, that's what I was going to ask you. Why is it Intura?
Yeah. Intura art is, Intura means enter the aura. And actually, the originator of that art is Patricia Hayes from Delphi University in McKaysville, Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
She has quite a university there, and the Arthur Ford Academy of Mediumship. So this is all intuitive. Everything is intuitive with the art, because it helps you get out of your head as to how things are supposed to be drawn. And it's not about the physical thing. It's the energy of it that you connect with. Enter the aura, the energy field of a tree, a person, a concept. It could be Mother Earth, Divine Mother, Jesus, Buddha, how the sun feels today, just because everything is energy. So it's entering and tuning in to that particular subject or object or person and draw from there. Just draw through feeling.
And, of course, through your intuition. How were you guided to do this? Have you how long have you been doing this?
I think since 2008 is when I first, my first class with Patricia Hayes. Mm-hmm. Well, it's interesting because, I mean, I've done the other type of art that's drawn with a pen on white paper background, the astrology stuff. And that was sort of intuitive with just filling in, but this one is, I'm not sure I'm answering your question right, but.
No, yeah, that I was asking you, how were you guided to do this? And you said you've been doing this for some time, but you used to be in
I felt like there was something more I wanted to do with people's readings.
Oh.
And this is like you can do a soul portrait for a person, or like it's a different expression of a person, or like I said, or energy, a tree. What is your sacredness? What does your guides want to tell you? And you draw, and it's like this answer come alive in front of you.
Wow. So, okay. So now you understand. I was reading more about this, but since I've only seen, you know, your paintings, which are pastel chalks. So you do the portrait of an individual, but you see their aura, and you give sort of a reading or consultation on that.
I kind of blend with them,
You
know, connect with them and then draw. And it's so funny because sometimes I do, like when I did the archangels that were visiting. I have my own idea as to what it should look like. And sometimes one comes out, it's like, this is not right. And then as I, like some of the ones I've given to Jamie, it was absolutely perfect. When she went talking about it and I'm listening and I was realizing I got those feelings when I was drawing it. Do you know what I'm saying? I'm thinking, you know, when I do use my head and I mess myself up, I think it's like, it should look like this. And again, that's what it's all about. It's all about getting out of your head as to how something should look and trust the guidance that you've asked for to be there and be guiding you.
That's what I feel is so interesting, Melody, because you're following your intuition. And it is very insightful that you're doing away in these portraits of the aura, which is, we all have energy, but you're doing an intuitive reading. Is like, you know, when I do angel readings and, you know, you may know we do any other readings and it's all from our intuition and our guidance. And, you know, I receive it from the angels and I'm sure you're receiving it also from your angels and masters, because I know you have done all kinds of different, portraits.
Totally, and I totally trust it. I mean, I'll have, you know, a little conversation or debate sometimes as to what I think it should be, but boy, when I let go, it's like, whoa, it flows, and it's so beautiful.
It is wonderful. How can, I'm going to give out your website because I know that you have some art on your website, right?
Right.
So that's www.giftsofmelody.org. So that's giftsofmelody.org. Giftsofmelody.org.
Very simple.
So I know that you have some, you have art on your website. And I was going to ask you also, I was reading something else. You were doing something like treasure hunts. What does that mean?
Well, that is the other type of art. Well, and this is quite similar. The treasure hunt is I do people's name on this paper. I just do, and I do a color ink that they, you know, their favorite color, if it's blue, I use blue ink. But they give me like 8 items that are their favorite things in the world or, you know, in their life that they love, whether it's books or my grandson is like, he liked the geckos and he liked the Taurus bull face and he likes the motorcycle thing or motorbike. So I hide these in the picture, or I draw them, and then I draw other little squiggly things around it, and they're hidden. So you go on a treasure hunt finding these goodies.
That's really great. And what kind of art is that called? Symbolic?
Treasure hunt. That's the I have the astro treasure hunt, and then I have the personal treasure hunt.
Wow.
And
so you could give this art out like in personal readings?
Totally. And especially for a gift, it's a very unique gift for someone for their birthday or the person who has everything, you just don't know what to get them.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's
it's
what I
something
see.
Very, very personal for them. And then to, you know, when you share it with people, to get them to look for the items that are hidden in it, it's so fun. And the astrology ones is fun because people learn about astrology because of the six items pertaining to each sign that's hidden in the individual sign.
Wow, that is very interesting.
It's a fun way. I'm into the fun. I really enjoy the fun and the light and the whimsical. You know, it really helps with your everyday life.
I know it feels, since the first time I talked to you, you're a very joyful person. You're positive, and I love that. So when I saw you in the portraits, they were just like, it gives this color of happiness and of joy. And so
great.
Tell
Thank
us,
you.
I was going to ask you, and Janie said to ask you this. She said, how did you get that name, Melody Loving? How did you get your loving name? Because you're
a loving person,
by the way.
Married a loving gentleman.
You did?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
That's his last name.
Oh, that's your husband's last name.
Yes. It sure is.
So then you said, I want somebody loving, and he appeared.
You do be, you know, we were talking about the intentions and how you put words out there. Be careful what you ask for, or not, but you know, because you do get it, but blissfully, that was a very good one, but
that's
I literally
wonderful.
Got it.
well, because you are very loving and you're very positive, and Janie always tells me this about you, but
wonderful.
So you have your Mr. Loving.
Yes.
I love
yes,
that.
Yes, I do.
I had to ask you that because I was just so curious about that. Okay,
well,
Melody, loving.
Yes. When I met Janie and Chuck, I told Janie I wanted a gentleman just like Chuck because he was so nice and so cool. Mm-hmm. And here I have David, who's not very far from Chuck's birthday and very,
really?
Very similar. So,
Let us tell our listeners that Janie Feldman is married with Chuck Feldman, who is a wonderful man. He's adorable, and Janie found her loving man, and you found yours. So it's wonderful that you found it very similar. I love that. So what we're going to take a little break, and then we're going to come back. We're talking tonight with Melody Loving, who is our guest, angelic guest. She's an artist. And we will talk more about intuition and the angels. And we will be opening the lines for angel messages. I can give angel messages, and Melody will help me also with her intuitive insights. So let me give out those numbers. It's 1-888-627-6008, toll-free, and 530-413-5011, and 530-413-4522. So we will be back in about 90 seconds. everyone. We're back. You are listening to Angels Are Near Us here on bbsradio.com, number one worldwide live internet radio. And our guest tonight is Melody Loving. She's a loving artist and psychic. Oh, we have a caller. Hello, Kelly.
Oh, hi there.
Hi, Kelly. How are you tonight?
I'm good, thank you.
What's your question?
Well, my question is work-related. I'm currently looking for work, and I know there's some sort of weird bubble that I'm in. I can just feel it. But I also feel like it's about to pop. So I'm wondering if you can see work coming to me soon, because I'm really looking hard.
Mm. Okay. Well, the first thing that came out right now was Archangel Michael. And Michael is working with you. You know, Michael is the leader. He's a heavenly warrior. He wants you to really look into what you are looking for. He wants you to acknowledge if you're looking for the truth of who you are, because he wants you to do something that is truthful to your heart. And to act accordingly to what your soul tells you. You know, sometimes we just look for work because we know we have to get work, but he's saying that he wants you to find something that really makes you happy and just go from there, because then you will be attracting that much more. The other thing is that he's bringing you a lot of information through your dreams. So pay attention to your dreams at night. Even put little notes under his, under your pillow, and so he'll give you more messages. Do you get anything, Melody?
Yes, when you mentioned Michael about what he was, how he wanted her to be more truthful to herself, was to shift her perception of work. Mm. And in the sense of her angels and guides know certainly that she, you know, it takes money to live here in the earthly world. But they really, like you said, do very much want her to enjoy going to work. So even as she visualizes that she goes joyfully into work and sees the bank account rising as well, you know, that's a balance. Oh, and also, I'm sorry, I'm shifting, because it's also, please know that you are worthy. It's like you just knowing what you're offering, that you have something to offer, and feel really good about yourself about it.
Oh yeah.
Okay, because so, you have, you know, it's a wonderful trade. You get a wonderful, you know, you take care of all your earthly needs, and you enjoy work. You share with good people in the workspace, but that you truly have something to offer in your diligence and trust, that's not the right word, dependable in your being there.
So yeah, what do you feel about that, Kelly?
Well, I hear what you're saying, and yet I've been having such financial weirdness going on in my life that I know that I also need to be open. Because I have the habit of just saying, well, this is what I'm due, and this is what I want to do, and this is what I want to earn. And then perhaps other things slip by me. And so right now I feel like I have to open my mind a lot more than I'm used to.
Mm.
But I do hear what you're saying.
Yeah, it resonates with you. It does resonate with you. I agree totally. You know, you are worthy. You are worthy of finding whatever you want. So I believe that Archangel Michael is even, he's, you know, I'm seeing like you need to be writing down, you know, write down the little note. And he's talking about this God box. Have you heard about a God box? You know, the little God box is just have a little box where you put in things that you really love. And then, like I put my crystals in there. I put, you know, little, my angel cards, my little angel cards, whatever you like and that you really feel that it's close to your heart, you put it in your box every day. And then you write in a note or in your journal, you write your worries, you write your concerns, and then you write your desires on what is it that you want, you know, what is it that that I need to let go, and what is it that I want to ask for now, and put this in this little special, you know, box, the God box. And it's a way of letting go of, you know, what you're saying that, oh, this is what I need. This is what I'm supposed to have. This is the job I'm going to supposed to get. But you let go of that, and then you allow the angels, and you allow the divine to come and bring you whatever you need.
Yeah.
The job that you're supposed to have.
Yeah, and I've actually been meditating on that exactly. Like, show me which job is the highest and best for me.
That's
a good way to put it too.
Absolutely. Yeah. Do you have ideas of what you want to do?
Oh yeah, I know exactly what I want to do, but the doors aren't opening right now. So I mean, as much as I want to do what I want to do, I have to be open. So even though I'm a writer and an actress, I'm also open to being a secretary for a few days if I have to, because I just have to.
I love that about that you're a writer. No wonder he's saying, I'm just saying, you know, write. The first thing I got, tell her to write something.
Yeah, if there was people saying, and yeah, now you can come write for us, then that'd be awesome. But those doors don't seem to be opening quite yet, not to say that they won't, because I know that I have a destiny, but I know that I also have to pay attention to what doors are opening.
So listen what you just said. You're going to say that the doors are not opening, but now you're going to say that the doors are opening. You're going to write your concerns about the doors not being open, but then you're going to let it go. And then you're going to say, you know, I'm letting this go. And I'm allowing the angels and God to open the doors because they can do it. All right?
Okay.
You don't understand how, but they will do it for you. Okay?
I believe that.
You don't have to do it alone. Yeah. Don't feel alone. Just know that they will help you with all of this. And there's a lot of guidance that's going to be coming to you. Pay attention to your ideas, because you know that sometimes ideas are really true divine guidance. So just, you know, listen to the messages that come to your mind or in your dreams. Definitely, Michael says, pay attention to the dreams. And there's a little, just, you know, before you go to sleep, you could say, thank you, you know, for being with me tonight, Michael. Give me a restful night's sleep. And I invite you to my dreams to be my guide, to be my teacher, and allow me to understand what is my next step. Just help me take the next step. And as you receive that guidance, he will keep on, you know, telling you what to do next.
Yeah, I've been getting that already. So you're already kicking. You're picking up on stuff that's already been happening.
On the box is the let go, give it to God, let go and let God.
Absolutely.
And what you might ask is, as these doors do open, the opportunities are in front of you, that you recognize them and act upon them.
Stay open.
Okay, Kelly. Well, that's all we have for today. Thank you for calling.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Kelly.
God bless you. So that was, that takes us right into what we wanted to talk about, Melody. You were mentioning to me on the break about intentionality.
Right. So even with Kelly, it's a wonderful website. It is the www.intenders.org. And a gentleman named Tony Burrow started this, and it's about saying things positively. So one of the things that Kelly could say, since we know she specifically was into a job, is I intend that I am in the most perfect job in all ways for myself, for my highest good, highest and best good for myself, the universe, and all others concerned, and so be it, and so it is. But
and
when you
so
put in
is.
The highest and best good, it is the I intend, it is the I am, I have, it's like it's happening now. Mm-hmm. And the third part is for the highest and best good of the universe, yourself, and all others, and then the so be it, and so it is.
And so it is.
It's like an amen at the end of it.
Yes, we have to confirm that. So, you know, again, we're confirming our intention, and our intention has to be in the present. And I know that the angels also talk about our intentions. And we were talking about our words. You know, it's also so important because our words are, it's sometimes, you know, we don't notice. And it's, you know, we're all like that. We're I guess we're human, aren't we?
Right.
But we don't. I forget that I am part human. We forget that when we're talking, like, and Kelly, I'm gonna put Kelly on here on an example, but you know, the doors are not opening. So
right.
that really feels like the doors are going to be closed. It does like feel like, oh my God, you know, the doors aren't going to open. But you know, when you say, you have to give it at least a possibility, don't you think?
Right.
Some little possibility that with your intention that, you know, I know that God has something better for me sometimes, and that
right.
maybe the door is going to be a little bit smaller than what I think. I don't know, something like that. It just, I'm trying to give examples. But
right.
But you're right on with the intentions.
Well, even someone saying that, go right out of my head. that I have this job or I want this job or something. Actually, I lost my train of thought, honestly.
I know the energies are really tremendous. I have to tell everybody that it happens to all of us. That
I'm sure to come back.
It will. But you know, the energies have been so accelerated, and
yes.
I know that the angels talked about this. You know, every day there's more acceleration, and there's, you know, we're trying to catch up, and our bodies is just, you know, it's trying to acclimate to what's happening with the energies of the universe. And so that's why, again, if we put our intention on asking what we want and just letting it go, and you know, asking the angels, please, this is what I need. And the angels always, you know, they have always told me, and I try to tell everybody, just ask the angels to support you. Just, you know, pray or meditate. And I'm so glad Kelly was saying that she was meditating, because in meditation, then they bring all these different messages to us,
right.
asking your angels, you know, provide me learning and guidance, provide me, take away these blockages, help me be more positive. And, you know, sometimes once we start, I think, initiating a conversation with the angels, which that is the connection that we want, and if that's our intention, then they will answer right away. Don't you believe that?
Oh yeah,
it's like it's like with your art. You know, maybe you start and you're
right.
saying, "Oh no, this is not supposed to be like this." But in a way, then you acknowledge later. Wait a minute, they were trying to tell me this. They were trying to give me another message.
Right, and what is interesting about the art is, you know, if anyone does go to the website or as they go to the website and check it out. It's like even the five archangels, as they were visiting me in my home, and I connected with each one because I wanted to draw them. Three of them actually have figures in them, but a lot of times it's not figures. It's energy. It's color. It's some other symbol, like with Raphael. It's very, very different. And then a Metatron, there's four figures in it, but that's one of my favorite pictures. But also what I was thinking, or what I got with Kelly, was timing. It has to be the most perfect timing as well.
Oh,
and
timing.
And also, if she finds a job, or a job feels really good, and then for some reason it's like, well, wow, I didn't realize it, but this isn't quite it. She's still moving forward. She's still moving forward and doing it and accepting it. And but still keep your dream job, or you know what your dreams, goals really are. Don't let them go, but to keep them and just keep moving forward. And what I had thought that left me was for those who want to change jobs, sometimes, or even relationships, sometimes you have to make peace with where you're at first. And if you can make peace with it, then you can move on. And sometimes with a job, you know, something positive. And it's not about focusing on the negative, because as we do that, a lot of energy and passion's behind it. And here goes that magnetizing thing that just brings more of the same to you. But if you can think of just one thing positive, even if it's like, I love working 9 to 5, I love working 9 to 5, I love working 9 to 5. If that is it that you can think of positive, stay positive and leave the negative alone.
Yes, I definitely identified what you're saying. I have a job, and I have always said, you know, I usually sometimes I'm tired, I don't like this job, I don't want to go there. But then I say, well, I'm there for a reason, right? And yeah. and now I bless my job, and I say, this is divine timing. This is where I have to be, and I'm understanding why I have to be there now, because I'm much more open. And you know, but it's been 12 years, so it's been for me
quite a journey. Of what it
but
is.
I'm keeping my dreams up, and yes. I'm being positive.
And you know, just like with the art, it's about feeling. It's mm-hmm. about feeling your the main job or the biggest dream that you have, your relationship, whatever it is. Like, feel that feeling into your life.
Yeah.
I've told people, you know, like, we've been in several, you know, many relationships, but the way it starts, you know how you like it. So you know that. So feel that feeling. If that person was with you, how does it feel? And draw that into your life. Same thing with a job. Enjoying going to work or doing what you call work. You know, what is your task to do to express the greatest part of yourself? Feel that. And until it is part of your life, like my Mr. Loving.
Wow.
Mr. Loving.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. But Mr. Loving also found you, so he's...
Yes. I told him, be careful what you ask for.
I just hear Archangel Michael right now, crystal clear intentions. Be clear about what you desire. And I guess you were very focused upon what you needed. And that's what Michael says. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I could hear Michael say, you know, be clear about what you want, focus upon it with unwavering faith and just crystal clear. I love the crystal clear.
And meditate then turn it over to God, like the God box. Because like you said.
Absolutely. I love that he gave us that example. Let me give out those numbers again. Let's see if we have callers for our angel messages. And we are here on BBS Radio. Angels are near us. And we are with Melody Loving. So if you want to call in for your angel message, we both can give you messages, Melody and myself. So the toll-free is 1-888-627-6008-530-413-4522 or 530-413-5011. You were also, we were talking about the classes. What, you give classes on art, don't you, Melody?
Yes. Yeah, so I do them in a one-day class, which is a lot to get in on a one-day thing, from 9:30 a.m. till 6:30. Mm. But I'm in, of course, Virginia, so it's like in Richmond, Virginia. But I do have one coming up. It's a three-day retreat, and this I love because there's a lot more time of practicing with the art because it's definitely progressive. You actually start with the art with your eyes closed or blindfolded. You pick out a few colors, and then you get blindfolded or close your eyes, and you choose the chalk. You choose the pieces of color that you're going to use, and you have no idea what color they are, and you don't know what you're drawing until you look, but you have an intention. You have a chosen subject or a person or something like that to draw. It's so amazing when you look at it, and it's nothing like you expect.
So you're blindfolded? You said you're blindfolded?
When you the very first few things that you start.
Oh, that you start.
And that's to start with your trusting. It's building the trust. But anyway, so in Windsor, New York State is the spiritual center that is run by the nuns that are wonderfully beautiful, funny, talented women.
I love them. Yeah.
And I'm doing a three-day retreat in July 27th through the 29th.
Oh,
and that's a wonderful place. And it's on the website, giftsofmelody.org.
Could they register on the website?
Yes, or my phone number is there. I can give them my phone number.
Perfect.
Which is 757-337-0916.
And your website is?
Giftsofmelody.org.
Giftsofmelody.org. Gifts of Melody.
I would spell it, but it just kind of sounds all the same when you say it. Gifts of Melody.
It sounds very nice. You have all your wonderful gifts on your website. Let's take a little break, and we'll come back with more conversations.
Okay.
If anybody wants to call in, we're here to give you angel messages. I do have to let everybody know that I will be on vacation the next 2 weeks, so our next show will probably be a repeat. But we'll be back on May 7th with two wonderful guests that I'll tell you about a little bit later. Anyway, let's take a break. If you want to call in, 1-888-627-6008, and we'll be back in about 90 seconds. Hi, everyone. We are back. You're listening to Angels Are Near Us. I'm your host, Linda Torres, and our guest is Melody Loving. So, Miss Loving, we were talking about Melody's classes before the break. So tell us more. But you say that you could travel to give those retreats, Melody?
I would gladly travel if there's like 10, 11 people. Makes it, you know. Mm-hmm. It would be for them to set it up. I wouldn't have any idea, but I would be glad to do it. And, yes, actually 8 to 10 people, depending on the space. But as a weekend, with it being a 3-day retreat, it'd be a Friday night, all day Saturday, and partial maybe till 3 or so on Sunday, but usually around noon they break up. And so that people can go home, I guess.
Absolutely.
So the 11 people is okay on a 3-day retreat where I can spend more time with each person, but on a 1-day, it's 8 people is about the most you can do so that we can, there's a lot to do in 1 day.
I can imagine, and then you have to help each one. And so what do you feel I can imagine what it is because I love art, you know, but I have never painted or done anything. Well, art is just so beautiful and creative. And the angels say that we always have to enjoy art because it uplifts our frequency and our vibration.
Right.
But, you know, what do you see in people? You know, I'm sure they enjoy it. Do they open up more to their creative spirit, I guess?
Right. That's exactly what it does because it gets them out of their head. And the thing is this is not about being an artist at all. It's about wanting to be open to spirit. And actually, when someone is an artist and they've been trained how to do things, it's kind of harder to get them out of their head. because they've been trained. And this is all about feeling and intuition and totally connecting with spirit with your angels and guides. And it progresses, and you start trusting and trusting, and then you start hearing what to do. But what's so wonderful is when you first put that chalk on the paper and like cover it, you start looking for faces, and then you start bringing out the faces, and that's what I teach you how to do. But also, like in clouds, like you see clouds and you see shapes,
yeah,
stuff like that. That's where you see faces and things. So it's kind of the same thing. And but you've done it, and it's like, what's the message for you? It's like, here's your story coming to life right in front of you. It's so wonderful.
It sounds wonderful.
It does help develop your own intuitive trusting. The voices or the guidance that you get, you start trusting it.
Yeah, that's what I was reading about in your website, that it's art, it's energy and motion, and it allows you to go beyond the barriers, and you know, like you're saying, I guess you trust your intuition.
I love that.
Your connection to spirit, yeah.
Yes.
Oh, I love that. That is very beautiful.
And this is such a year of light, this 2012. What an incredible year to be here.
Oh, yes, it is.
I think it's just incredible. But it's for evolvement and, you know, more light. And if we loosen up and let spirit in, then we become more light.
Absolutely. There's a lot of good changes, I believe,
yes,
in 2012. But we have to open up, you know, we have to acknowledge and just be in this transition, going with the right flow. Let me give out your website again. That's giftsofmelody.org. You can contact Melody on her website. You can read more about her Intura art, which she enjoys doing, and she can give you readings and personal consultations, right?
Yes.
Okay.
That's true.
We have another caller, Melody. Hello, is that Noriko?
Yes. Hi.
Hi, Noriko. How are you?
Hi, I'm doing fine.
What's your question tonight?
Well, it's about my ex-boyfriend. Mm-hmm. I broke up with him about 2 months ago. And then about 1 month later, with some reason, he called. And then I felt like I could go back to him if I tried. But I felt like he's not the best match to me. And then maybe I should just give up about him and then go to look for somebody who is better match for me, like in terms of spirituality and growth of myself and that kind of thing. I mean, wondering.
Yeah. So let me tell you just what
thing I should.
I'm going to tell you right away what I'm getting this message from of course Archangel Michael, and definitely the first thing he says, you know, he's working closely with you. He's protecting and guiding you in this situation. And there's another archangel who is with you, which is Gabriel. And Gabriel is, you know, he says, I am nurturing you as like nurturing a child, because he wants to nurture your inner child. So it seems that you are in this process of transition, Noriko. Yes. It's not saying for sure you're with this person or not, but what they're trying to say is that you are in a transition on your own, because this is your soul, and this is nurturing that you need first before you move on with this relationship. That's what I'm feeling. It says, he says, although you may feel that this might be the person for you, there's some kind of space that has to be between you both before you come together, because there's something I feel that the angels are saying, he holds you back in some way, and the archangels want you to spread your wings. Both Gabriel, Michael, and I have another one who is Ariel. Ariel is like the Archangel Ariel is like the feminine of Michael, of Archangel Michael. So do you understand that?
not too well.
Well, let me see. Melody, help me out. What did you get?
kind of like what I was talking about earlier with her feeling the feelings of the long-term relationship that she would want without giving it this person's face or name, is to feel the feelings that she wants when she's with her relationship. Mm-hmm. And how wonderful, and the path of communication is totally open with this person. You feel loved, and just that there's that, and a commitment there together for the with the two of you, but it's all for the highest and best good of each of you. And if in fact this is the person, then okay, he can step forward, but mostly, like I said, with no face and name, is to feel the energy of the person you want, what how you want to feel when he's with you. Do you understand? Did that make sense? You know how it feels when it feels good, because you've experienced it, and we've all experienced it, certainly in the beginnings of our relationship.
Yeah. So just to I'm going to try to make it a little bit shorter, because I think we have another caller. We have another caller. Okay. But Noriko, what I feel, and what Archangel Michael came out, the first thing that I'm trying to go back to see what he said, is that there's something that you are learning for your soul, and that there has to be a space between you and this other person, which this person is a good person. Michael never says there's nothing wrong with this person, but for you, there's a learning process before you go completely into this relationship, because you're going to go into this relationship again. And it's quite all right. The timing is just not good. I just feel that the timing is not yet there. You need to heal maybe a little bit of yourself, and you could do this through Archangel Michael, which he can help you, and Archangel Gabriel, who is nurturing you. So when Archangel Gabriel comes out with the nurturing part, is that he's trying to nurture parts of your inner child, of beliefs maybe that you've had growing up, and that maybe that has to be healed. That's the part only. Mm-hmm. And then the relationship, of course, the intention of your heart with your relationship has to be much more clear, like Melody's saying, and then you attract that.
So it's not that I should move on to somebody totally new, but they're talking about focusing on the
on you. Healing on you, yes. And then, because right now, any relationship probably you could find, but not at this time.
You need to be balanced first.
Either way.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, I hope that helps. I'm going to have to let you go.
Okay, it is. Thank you very much.
Good night, Erica.
Thank you. God bless you. Okay, hello. We have a caller, Colleen from BC.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm pretty well.
What's your question?
I apologize. I missed the first part of your show.
That's okay.
But my question is, of all the spiritual work I'm doing, I'm in a this time in my life, I've never been so financially cash poor. I can't seem to find a job. Mm-hmm. And it's a monetary system, and I need to, you know, stay in the system. I've been divinely protected and saved a few times. And I'm really struggling on, and I just caught the end of your advice to your second last call. Mm-hmm. I really need a little bit of guidance or help on how to get that help so I can get back really in the monetary world. Unfortunately, that's where we are.
Yes, again, I feel it's coming back to the in your intention of your heart and your soul. You want to take this one, Melody?
Well, just for her to make the affirmation of, I intend that I am in the most perfect job for myself for all reasons, for the highest and best good of the universe, myself, and all others. So be it, and so it is.
And so it is. So
and
again,
make that intention, I intend that I have it now, that I am now in that job.
Yeah,
it's
like 3 years I've been struggling, and I've learned to live on nothing.
Oh my God.
I don't want to be, you know, whatever I have left in this world. I don't want to be. I don't want to do it anymore.
So. Colleen, kind of when you said that you've been on your own, it's you're almost we could call you a miracle worker, because that's hard to do, and it is a struggle. But you see, the angels and God are supporting you. There is again, this is Archangel Michael. He's here tonight, and what he's saying is that right now you have to be completely trusting. I feel that you know, they're saying you're in this position where you do feel a little bit bogged down, we could say, but they are helping you. They are helping you with the situation, and I think you just have to give them the chance to help you. So you were asking how you could do this. You could do it through meditation. You could do it using your crystals and stones. Do you practice any kind of spirituality?
Yes, I meditate and I talk to them all the time, but there is something. I know that they have something bigger and better for me that I can't see, because
Absolutely. I love that you say that, because Michael says everything is in divine order. Everything needs to be the way it is right now. Like we're just telling also the past caller, everything is how it needs to be right now. And so you need to look past the illusion of what you think the way it should be. But definitely there's a lot of energies that will be changing. And what they're saying also is, you know, meditation is really important. Your intention. And when you meditate, you know, visualize through your third eye, Colleen, because your third eye is going to open up, and it's going to give you much more guidance. It's where you can see the energy of love when you're in meditation. You will see the forms of the angels. You will see even auras. You know, you will start seeing auras. So if you practice this more, I think you're on the right track right now. Melody was saying, you know, this is a year of light, and everything is opening up. I'm going to give a little message right now at the end so you could know more about the light. But definitely Archangel Michael is working with you. Ask him to come into your dreams and give you guidance. He can also remove any toxic energies that's around your aura, which I feel a little bit. And you could ask him to clear that. Clear. And I think Melody...
being bogged down. I don't know if it's what do they call it, EMFs, the electromagnetic frequencies.
Energies. There's all kinds of different energies right now. But let me tell you, there's all kind of divine beings helping us as well. It's God and angels and everything in the universe. You know, we have a lot of light beings helping us. So please.
That, because I've had an angel... Mm-hmm. come to me in my third eye, where my eyes were actually flickering. Something
absolutely
was in my
that
eyes.
those are signs, and those are symbols. And just keep on asking for more symbols, you know, and they will send you definitely the guidance. Colleen, please, I'm going to have to let you go because we have a few minutes left. But please go to my website, angelsarenearus.com, and you can read more about Archangel Michael and about clearings. Now, Melody also does aura clearings, don't you, Melody?
Yes.
So maybe that would be helpful for you as well. But just read about it a little bit more.
That sounds good. Well, thanks so much for taking my call.
Okay, Colleen. God bless you.
Good night.
God bless you.
Good night. Okay, we have a few minutes left, Melody. I'm just going to give this message out. And I really thank you for being with us. We should do this again.
I would love to.
Because we have to talk more.
Very nice. Yes.
Thank you so much. So the only thing I wanted to, please contact Melody, because her art is beautiful, and just go to giftsofmelody.org. So the angels were reminding me this weekend, of course, because it was Easter, and I just wrote this on my blog also, but you know that Easter is that divine time of blessings, and it's the symbolic of newness, you know, something new is coming. As we see, you know, after the cold and wintry days, the darkness of the winter ends, and so now the light has promise. The promise begins. We see the flowers. We see more beautiful greenery. So we feel the warmth of the sun. It's all this newness, this new beginning. And that is what's happening at this time. This is what's happening around all of us. And we may not feel it, but if you really open up, your intention is that God is gifting you this time. This is a time of new life, of sunshine, of brighter days. So even though it felt eternal or it feels eternal during the time of transition, we will see it as something that we are coming out of this darkness, going into the light. And that's what the Easter season is. It shows us how the darkness turns into light. We can leave behind the worries. We can open our hearts and just look towards that path of love and healing sunshine. So again, I want to thank my guest, Melody Loving. I want to thank all the listeners and all the callers, and may God bless you. I will be back in on May 7th. Listen to the archives or listen to our repeat show at the end of the month, and just may God bless you. May you have a wonderful season of light, you and all your loved ones. This is a new time of joy and abundance of love. So peace to everyone. May God and the angels bless you always. Until next time, good night.